All right, so we're going to do chapter 3, SOS. So when I looked that up at the beginning of this, it is a sort of an old acronym for Save Our Ship. So it's somebody who's in distress. SOS, Help for Emotions, is the name of the book by Lynn Clark, PhD. And chapter 3 is Self-Analysis of Our ABCs. Self-Analysis of Our ABCs. ABCs of Emotions. Has a picture of a family, the mother, son, and the father in a boat. Looks like a canoe. The son is in the middle with a fishing pole. And on the boat, it says, we learned our ABCs. So to achieve our goals and increased contentment, it's important that we know the ABCs of our emotions. A's are activating agents, actual events and situations which we encounter, many of which are unpleasant. B's are our beliefs and self-talk statements, what we tell ourselves about these activating events. C's are the consequences that follow and include both emotional and behavioral reactions. These reactions include anxiety, anger, and depression, as well as our actions and behaviors. Our emotions and behaviors mainly result from our beliefs and self-talk statements rather than from actual events in our lives. Again, that's important. So our emotions and behaviors mainly result from our beliefs and self-talk statements rather than from the actual events in our lives. So we upset ourselves mainly by escalating or advancing our wishes and desires to the level of absolute shoulds, musts, and demands. These demands and musts then become rigid, uncompromising, irrational beliefs, which are reinforced by our irrational self-talk statements. The irrational beliefs, when combined with hot link self-talk statements, generate intense feelings of anxiety, anger, and depression. Imagine 17-year-old Janet, only 7 pounds overweight, standing in front of a mirror, saying to herself, I can't stand, in parentheses, a hot link, and in parentheses, I can't stand being 7 pounds overweight. I should, in parentheses, a major must, and in parentheses, have a perfect body. And if I don't, it's awful. And that's a hot link. And I'm worthless, another hot link. So again, the whole statement is, I can't stand being 7 pounds overweight. I should have a perfect body. And if I don't, it's awful. And I'm worthless. How will she feel when going out on a date? Pretty miserable. Her negative evaluation of herself also is likely to be reflected in her manner. And this is Janet, 17 years old. Does Janet absolutely need a 100% perfect body in order to have healthy self-esteem and self-acceptance? No, she doesn't. Since it is not possible to have a truly perfect body, Janet has trapped herself into feeling miserable. She is at high risk for depression, anxiety, and an eating disorder such as anorexia or bulimia. Wishes, preferences, and desires can't make us miserable. If Janet only says, I wish I had a perfect body, she won't upset herself. But since Janet is escalating her wish to an absolute must, followed by hot links, she is making herself unhappy. So Janet would be less distressed and better adjusted if she would believe, I wish I had a perfect body, and I'll work toward getting an improved body. But if I don't achieve it, it isn't HTA, horrible, terrible, awful. Just darn unfortunate, and I can stand it, and I can stand it. I just won't like it as much as if I had a perfect body. Chapter 6 lists and describes the most common irrational beliefs and self-talk statements which cause people to become emotionally disturbed. You might want to browse through some of the irrational beliefs in that chapter, and that's Chapter 6. So there's a statement within a box here. Get in touch with your feelings and get in touch with your self-talk because it mainly determines your feelings. So next heading is sources of our irrational beliefs and self-talk. Our rational and irrational beliefs and self-talk begin in childhood. We learn these beliefs from our parents and family, as well as from peers, friends, society at large, and especially mass media. Movies, television, magazines, popular songs, and most types of advertising certainly provide many irrational beliefs and expectations. Elizabeth, a college freshman with a long history of anorexia, looked emaciated. However, her boyfriend told her, "You look great just as you are now. Don't gain a pound." He reinforced her irrational beliefs regarding a desirable body as well as her unhealthy eating disorder. In many cases, we don't adopt irrational beliefs from others. Our own peculiar thinking creates irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. After we accept irrational beliefs from others or create our own, we tend to re-indoctrinate ourselves continuously with these irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. We do this by constantly repeating these beliefs to ourselves and acting on them. Once created, irrational beliefs persist in our conscious awareness and in our unconscious unless we actively challenge and modify them. Carefully focus on the language and words you use when talking with yourself. especially when you feel upset. Your words and language shape your beliefs, as well as reveal those beliefs. Become aware of your irrational beliefs and weaken them by studying and practicing the methods and concepts in SOS Help for Emotions. Weakened irrational beliefs will result in greater contentment and in less anxiety, anger, and depression. It's another statement in a box here. The fault lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. That's Shakespeare. So the fault lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. Shakespeare. All right, page 46. In order to become more aware of our irrational beliefs and self-talk, practice recognizing examples of straight or rational and then crooked irrational thinking. Straight thinking is recognizing that our beliefs and self-talk statements, our B's, cause our emotions and behaviors, which is our C's. Crooked thinking is believing that activating events, which is the A's, mainly cause the consequences, both emotional and behavioral, and that's the C's. So again, the crooked goes from A to C, the straight goes from A to B to C. However, as SOS explains, events do not directly cause emotions. So straight thinking versus crooked thinking. So again, you've got crooked thinking, A to C. So activating event causes consequences, emotional and behavioral. Straight thinking, you got A to B to C. So A is activating events and triggers, goes to beliefs and self-talk, and then you get the consequences, emotional and behavioral. So they make a point to state that, note that the B's, beliefs and self-talk, are absent in crooked A-C thinking. People think mostly in words, phrases, and sentences. Ellis, 1994, page 35. We positively or negatively evaluate ourselves, others, and our world by our thoughts and silent self-talk statements. Our thinking then determines our emotions and behavior. Be mindful of our beliefs and self-talk. So be mindful of your beliefs and self-talk. Identify which of the following self-talk statements indicate irrational, crooked, A-C, thinking, rather than statements which indicate rational, straight, A-B-C, thinking. Choose the irrational self-talk statements and compare your choices with the answers listed following the exercise. So you have an exercise here, identifying irrational A-C thinking, an exercise. So identify which of the following statements are crooked, irrational A-C self-talk statements, believing that events directly cause our emotions. So number one, there's six of them. Number one is, she hurt my feelings by what she said. Number two, my boss really made me mad, and the more I thought about what he did, the madder I got. Number three, I got myself all upset over the clerk's behavior. Number four, it made me depressed all day after he told me about that terrible experience he had. I really put myself in a bad mood yesterday after encountering my ex-wife at the mall. And number six, getting locked out of my car this morning made me feel like an idiot. So beware of the language that you use when talking with yourself, exclamation mark. Beware of the language that you use when talking with yourself. Avoid irrational A-C thinking in language, believing that activating events cause our emotions. Use A, B, C language, believing that our beliefs cause our emotions in order to take responsibility for our emotions. Charlie's ABC analysis of anger illustrates the cause of our emotions. We will study D, dispute, later. All right, so the next page, 48, we got sort of four pictures. This is Charlie's ABC analysis of anger. So you have a picture with A, a picture with B, a picture with C, and a picture with D. So A picture is activating event, B picture is beliefs and self-talk, C picture is consequences, emotional and behavioral, and then D picture is dispute. So the A picture, he's just kind of sitting there looking up at the ceiling, tapping his finger, just a 50-year-old guy with a bow tie on. So he's thinking though. He said, my nose is too big, exclamation mark. So that's the activating event. So then the next picture, B, beliefs and self-talk. So he's got a smug look on his face. He says, he has no right to talk to me about that way. He must not, he should not have insulted me. He's a blankety-blank fool. What kind of blankety-blank person would say such a thing? I can't stand him saying that. And then C, consequences, emotional, behavioral. He looks like he's fuming a little bit. He's got some black clouds over his head, and his eyebrows are angled down. It looks like he's gripping the table. I am mad. I am angry. I feel like giving that blankety blank a fat nose. Even if he is the boss, I'm going to tell him off and demand an apology. And then the last one, D, dispute. Dispute, D-I-S-P-U-T-E. He kind of looks smug again, but happier smug. He's got a smile on his face. Hands are one on top of the other. Wait a minute, I'm making myself mad. He doesn't control my anger, I do. I'm annoyed, but I don't have to get angry. I'd prefer that he wouldn't talk to me that way, but I'm responsible for my own anger. Well, good. So Charlie's ABC analysis of anger illustrates the cause of emotions. Let's consider Charlie's ABCs. A, activating event. Apparently the boss said that Charlie's nose is too big. B, beliefs and self-talk. Charlie's beliefs and self-talk contain an absolute must. He must not. Remember from chapter 2, there are three major musts. I must, you must, and the world and the conditions under which I live must. Charlie is staying the second major must. He must. What about hot connecting links? Which hot links is Charlie stating? Damnation and condemnation, and I can't stand it-itis are the two hot links evident in his self-talk. And letter C, consequences, emotional and behavioral. What are Charlie's emotions? He is angry. What about his behaviors? Charlie is thinking about telling his boss off and demanding an apology, actions which are self-defeating. He is fantasizing about punching his boss, an action which is not in his best interest. D, dispute. Charlie is disputing his crooked, irrational thinking. He is realizing that his self-talk is making him angry. You will learn more about D, dispute, in chapter 4. Okay. So he's disputing his crooked thinking. That's good. So the ABC self-analysis form is intended to help us analyze our irrational beliefs and self-talk. Let's look at Charlie's ABC self-analysis form. This form can help him to understand his emotions and reaction to his unpleasant encounter with his boss. Most importantly, this form will help him to identify his irrational beliefs and self-talk, which are responsible for his upset emotions. You will find this form valuable in understanding your emotions. When you get upset, analyze your ABCs. This will help you to manage excessive anxiety, anger, and depression. So Charlie's ABC self-analysis form. So A, activating event, unpleasant event or situation can be anticipated events. My boss said my nose is too big. B, beliefs and self-talk statements, your irrational beliefs and self-talk statements, especially your musts, absolute shoulds, and five hot links. He has no right to talk to me that way. He must not and he should not have insulted me. He's a blankety-blank fool. I can't stand him saying that. And letter C, consequences, emotional and behavioral. Your unpleasant emotion and maladaptive behavior. So emotions, I feel mad and angry. Behavior, I might punch him. I might tell him off and demand an apology. So, quote in a box at the bottom of the page, 50, it says, self-awareness and awareness of our self-talk are much the same. So copy your own ABC self-analysis form. When upset, complete this form to analyze and modify your emotions. So again, the ABC self-analysis form. We've got activating event, unpleasant event or situation can be anticipated events. B is beliefs and self-talk statements, your irrational beliefs and self-talk statements, especially your musts, absolute shoulds, and five hot links. So again, that's musts, absolute shoulds, and five hot links. Consequences, emotional and behavioral, your unpleasant emotion and maladaptive behavior. The following are steps for doing an ABC self-analysis. First, enter what you think is your activating event. Second, write in your consequences, emotions, and behaviors. Third, listen closely to your B beliefs and self-talk statements. Then write in your suspected irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. Especially look for your use of the three major musts and shoulds and your use of the five hot connecting links. I can't stand it-itis. Detecting your B beliefs and self-talk statements is the most challenging part of your analysis. So ABCs of a tantrum shows a child, probably 2 or 3 years old, in a chair, crying out with his mouth wide open. Looks like he's on timeout. Wah! I won't do it again. I want down. The A activating event for this child is being placed in timeout. His B beliefs and self-talk, what he tells himself, include, Mama must not have to put me in timeout. Since she did put me in timeout, it's awful, and I can't stand it. His C consequences, both emotional and behavioral, are crying, yelling, pleading, and becoming emotionally upset. Two-year-olds have a low frustration tolerance, as do some adults. The ABCs for adults are essentially the same as for children. Our B beliefs and self-talk statements primarily cause our emotions rather than unpleasant A activating events. If you are a parent, begin early in helping your child learn his ABCs of emotions. So Faye's ABC analysis of anxiety also illustrates the cause of emotions and behavior. Let's consider this example. We'll study D, dispute, in chapter 5. So on page 53, you got four pictures, just like what we just looked at for Charlie. On page 48, so this is Faye on page 53. So activating event, ring, ring, the phone. Oh, the phone is ringing again. I haven't answered it all day. Then B, beliefs and self-talk. The phone shouldn't be ringing. It's always a problem when someone calls. It might be something I can't stand to handle, something awful. C is consequence, emotional and behavioral. I haven't talked on the phone today, and I'm not going to begin now. I'm too upset and tired to talk to anyone anyway. Why does life have to be so difficult? I'm starting to feel nauseated. And then D, dispute. What law says the phone must not ring? To say it is always a problem when the phone rings is an exaggeration. I can't stand talking on the phone, and I can't handle even unpleasant situations. I am not going to demand that my life be stress-free. So with that D, she had a smile on her face. That's the first time she had a smile on her face. On C, she was really sweating. So consider phase ABC self-analysis form in order to become more familiar with using the form. Phase ABC self-analysis form. So A, activating event. Again, unpleasant event or situation can be in the future. The phone rings again. So B, beliefs, self-talk statements, irrational beliefs and self-talk statements, especially musts, absolute shoulds, and five hot links. The phone shouldn't be ringing. It always has a problem when someone calls. It must be something I can't stand to handle, something awful. Why does life have to be so difficult? And letter C, consequences, emotional and behavioral. Your unpleasant emotion and maladaptive behavior. So emotions, I started feeling more tired and upset. I began to feel nauseated. I started feeling more anxious, tense, worried, and overwhelmed. So behavior or contemplated behavior. I didn't answer the phone again this morning. I've also avoided going out in public and meeting people. So let's analyze phase ABC. So A, activating event. The phone rings, an event which is not stressful for most people. Also, note that Faye has not answered the phone all day. B, beliefs and self-talk. Faye's self-talk statements contain a major should. The phone shouldn't be ringing. This statement shows that Faye is using either the second major should, you, he, she, or it, must, or the third major should, the world and the conditions under which I live, should. What about hot connecting links? She uses three links, always and never, I can't stand it, itis, and awfulizing. Letter C, consequences, emotional and behavioral. In terms of emotions, Faye is anxious, tense, worried, and feels overwhelmed by stress. She has physical symptoms of tiredness and nausea. By not answering the phone all day, she might be demonstrating a pattern of marked avoidance of behavior, avoiding any people or situations which are even mildly stressful. In part C of the illustration, Faye asks herself, why does life have to be so difficult? She is implicitly demanding life should be easy. This demand reflects the third major should, the world and the conditions under which I live should. D, dispute. Faye is learning how to actively detect, dispute, and challenge her irrational beliefs and self-talk. Dispute will be discussed in the next chapter. If Faye doesn't continue challenging her irrational beliefs and improving her emotions and behavior, she could develop an anxiety disorder such as generalized anxiety disorder, also called GAD. Anxiety disorders are discussed in Chapter 6. A daily mood record enables us to keep a log of our mood on a daily basis or throughout a day. It is only an approximate record and doesn't provide a precise measurement or recording. Monitoring our emotions closely is important in later modifying and improving our emotions. To better understand our emotions, we need to be more aware of our thoughts, behavior patterns, relationships, and body sensations. For example, muscle tightness, onset of headaches. Later chapters provide descriptions of problems and disorders of anxiety, anger, and depression. So page 56, let's look at the record Faye is keeping of her emotions. On her emotions, she is recording the three basic unpleasant emotions, anxiety, anger, and depression. Her distress in terms of anxiety is consistently high. On depression, her distress is moderate. Faye reports that her anger level is only mild. So again, we have a sort of a image entitled Faye's Daily Mood Record, colon, Record of Anxiety, Anger, and Depression. On a scale of 1 to 10, write in a number corresponding to your average mood for the day. Mild is 1 to 3, moderate is 4 to 5, high is 6 to 8, and severe is 9 to 10. So then they have the date and time. So like July 1st, anxiety was 7, anger 1, depression 4. and then notes. And then for July 2nd, July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th. Often people are not aware of some emotions. It is possible that as Faye becomes more aware of her emotions, she will also be more aware of her anger. When your upset feelings become moderate or severe, it's time to begin studying your beliefs and self-talk statements, which are largely responsible for those upset feelings. The ABC self-analysis form is a good place to start to better understand your beliefs and self-talk. Photocopy or make your own daily mood record. Select feelings of anxiety, anger, depression, and other feelings about which you are concerned, and keep a log of them. By monitoring and becoming more aware of your upset feelings, you can modify them more effectively. Again, so by monitoring and becoming more aware of our upset feelings, we can modify them more effectively. So if we monitor and become more aware of them, we can then change or modify them. All right, the next page is a table, just like we saw. For Faye, this is a blank one for us. So daily mood record, record of anxiety, anger, and depression on a scale of 1 to 10. I write in a number corresponding to our average mood for the day. Again, mild is 1 to 3, moderate 4 or 5, high 6, 8, and severe 9, 10. The columns are date and time, and then anxiety, anger, depression, and notes. The following directions describe how to keep a daily mood record. First, decide which are the basic emotions you are going to log. Pay close attention to those emotions. Record your approximate average mood for the emotions you have decided to track. Do this each day. Enter any notes on the record that might help you better understand your emotions. So a statement within a box. When upset, analyze your beliefs and self-talk. Yeah, so when upset, especially when you're upset, analyze your beliefs and self-talk. Page 58, stressors. So heading is stressors and stress. What's the difference? So stressors and stress, what's the difference? Remember, A plus B equals C. Stressors are unpleasant events or situations, or the A's, activating events. Stress is an unpleasant emotion, a state of tension that a person feels. Like the C's, the consequences, emotions. A's, bad events, plus B's, self-talk and beliefs, cause C's, consequences of emotions and behavior. To better manage your emotions, recognize what stressors are bad events and stress is what you feel. Recognize this important distinction. So again, stressors being the bad events, and the stress is the emotion that we feel. So a statement within a box, in order to make changes in the world, deal with the world as it is, not as it must be. And then another image or picture, the big three in quotes, unpleasant feelings, pie. So it's a picture of a pie. Anxiety has the biggest part of the pie, a little bit more than 50%. And then you have anger and depression. Depression is a little bit more than anger. So anxiety, the biggest, probably about 60%. Depression, maybe about 30, or let's say 25, and then maybe 15 for anger. So the three major unpleasant feelings are anxiety, anger, and depression. A statement in a box, naming our feelings is essential to understanding them. And then page 59, giving feelings a name. So names for pleasant feelings and then names for unpleasant feelings. So we'll go through them real quick. Names for pleasant feelings include contented, accepted, liked, appreciated, capable, confident, successful, comfortable, relaxed, eager, cheerful, elated, hopeful, optimistic, encouraged, relieved, happy, glad, good, great, grateful, thankful, pleased, love, loved, satisfied, enjoy, like, proud, respected, secure, and safe. Names for unpleasant feelings: angry, mad, resentful, want to get even, irritable, grumpy, scared, afraid, disappointed, let down, lonely, left out, without a friend, rejected, worthless, no good, stupid, dumb, upset, tense, worried, anxious, insecure, jealous, unhappy, miserable, messed over, unfair, unloved, neglected, discouraged, embarrassed, hurt, tired, bored, confused, frustrated, inferior, guilty, and ashamed. So be more aware of your feelings by giving them a name. This list gives labels for common pleasant and unpleasant feelings. For a convenient card to review, photocopy this list. Cut inside the lines, fold, and tape. Review this list when you are confused about what you are feeling. Page 60, the burden of excess emotional baggage. So shows a hiker, female hiker, on the path of life with trees around her with a bunch of baggage on her back. And some of that baggage is awfulizing, the world must, I can't stand it-itis, condemnation and damnation, always and never, I'm worthless, you must. So all that stuff she's hauling around. So I am emotionally worn out! I'm one of those unfortunate people that you hear about. I burden myself with lots of irrational self-talk. I'm constantly telling myself the three major musts and the five hot connecting links. While traveling through life, some people carry unnecessarily heavy emotional burdens. The three major musts and the five hot connecting links and burdens are burdens. I'm sorry. The three major musts and the five hot connecting links are burdens harmful to our emotional well-being. Read on to learn more about how these irrational beliefs and self-talk statements cause continuing anxiety, anger, and depression. Knowing our feelings and emotions is one of the five abilities of emotional intelligence. So knowing our feelings and emotions. An important part of understanding and managing one's feelings is being able to label or name them. When you are confused about what you are feeling, review the lists giving feelings a name. Undoubtedly, you will be experiencing at least several of these feelings, although they may be at a low level of awareness. All right, last page, 61, chapter 3. Since our feelings spring from our beliefs and self-talk, it's more important to be aware of our beliefs and self-talk. So a statement within a box, learn to soothe your emotions. Learn to soothe your emotions. So main points to remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Looks like we have 10. 10 points to remember from chapter 3. Number 1, awareness of our feelings and awareness of our self-talk are much the same. So awareness of our feelings and self-talk. Number 2, when our upset feelings become moderate or severe, it's time to begin studying our beliefs and self-talk statements. Number 3, ABCs explain the source of our emotions. A is the activating event or actual event. B is our beliefs and self-talk about the event. C is the consequences in terms of our emotions and behavior. 4, our emotions and behaviors mainly result from our beliefs and self-talk statements rather than the actual events in our lives. 5, the three basic musts when combined with the five hot links generate intense feelings of anxiety, anger, and depression. 6, complete the ABC self-analysis form. It's a good place to gain better understanding of our beliefs, self-talk, and emotions. 7, consider keeping a daily mood record of your anxiety, anger, depression, and other troublesome emotions. 8, when you're confused about what you're feeling, review the list giving feelings a name. Naming your feelings is essential to understanding them. 9, weakened irrational beliefs will result in greater contentment and less stress, anxiety, anger, and depression. And 10, test your understanding of the first three chapters of SOS. Turn to chapter 12 and complete part 1 of the quizzes and exercises. Wow. So a couple of statements in boxes. The first one, the things people say to themselves determine the rest of the things they do. Wow. And the next one, the last one is, we thought that the world would change to fit our needs. So we thought that the world would change to fit our needs. All right. So again, just to back up, it does talk about going to chapter 12 and completing part 1 of the quizzes and exercises. So I may take a look at that. All right. God bless. That ends chapter 3, SOS. And the title was Self-Analysis of Our ABCs, ABCs of Emotion. So self-analysis, being aware. Yeah, again, at the end of page 56, it talks about by monitoring and becoming more aware of our upset feelings, we can modify them more effectively. All right. God bless. Thanks.